So I thought I would start with a quote that's attributed to the Buddha. And just to reflect some cultural sensitivity, I've changed the pronoun. But it goes, if a person going down into a river, swollen and swiftly flowing, is carried away by the current, how can they help others across? You know, sometimes compassion hurts. Sometimes it can feel painful. And I wanted to talk with you about this tonight. So last week I had the good fortune to go camping for almost a full week. And I left behind my phone, or at least I had it with me, but I didn't have it on very often. And I actually was disconnected from the news and was busy filling myself up with all of the bounty of Mother Nature and refilling my cup. So when I left Flagstaff, it was all COVID all the time. And then when I returned, it was all riots all the time. And I remember when I first came back and started to understand what was going on, my eyes were just glued to the video footage and the seeing of death and destruction. And I just remember feeling so horrified and frightened and deeply saddened. And this whisper of despair coming up inside me. And I could feel these emotions overtaking me. And then to feed the fire, habitually engaged in this consumption of media. And I just remember crying and thinking to myself, you know, that the world is falling apart. That there's this long-standing oppression and bigotry and racism and poverty and decimation of our environment. And lack of positive leadership that doesn't seem to ever change. And I remember feeling this in my body, feeling this tragedy and this overwhelming heaviness and hopelessness. And this is a really common feeling that arises, which in this tradition is referred to as a near enemy of compassion. So our hearts are open and we care about what's happening. We take it in, but we don't know how to cope with the emotions that we're experiencing. And we become flooded and depressed and unmotivated. And sometimes there's also the feeling of guilt because of our privilege. And it comes along with this feeling of wanting to give up in whatever form that comes in. Oftentimes we want to throw up our hands and just say, it's hopeless, and there's nothing that I can do. I'm powerless to make a change. And another near enemy of compassion is that we notice the suffering of others. We see the homeless person on the street, and our response is Could you please take your suffering someplace else? Because it really makes me uncomfortable. And if that goes away, then I can feel better. The other near enemy of compassion is pity. I feel sorry for you that you're treated differently because of the color of your skin. There's this tone and language that carries an energy of judgment and distancing. Like, that is your problem, and I pity you. And it's just so different from that sense of like, wow, I feel how you are treated differently because of the color of your skin. True wise compassion is to maintain a sense of equanimity amidst truly feeling the suffering that we witness. And the practice of mindfulness affords us the gift of being grounded when the whole world is shaking. And so the other day, when I was flooded with those emotions, I just had to feel them and then remember my practice. And remember that mindfulness is so helpful. It brings us this gift of being able to examine our thoughts and our beliefs with clarity and honesty. And so I wanted to just walk you through some of the ways that we can bring mindfulness into these moments where we are feeling moved by the suffering of others. And I'll offer these prompts and invite you just in this moment here together as a community to practice them. So I invite you all in this moment to bring awareness to your breath. When we do this, we're practicing shifting our attention to the present moment. We can open our senses and ask ourselves, what is here? What can I hear? What can I sense in this moment? Where am I in time and space? How is my body positioned? What emotions are here? And how do I know that? How do I feel that in my body? We can be curious about the tone and the pace of our thinking. And just by making this choice to be aware in the present moment, we're giving ourselves permission to feel whatever it is that arises. And we're taking the road less traveled. We're shifting from the thinking mind that is our habit, and we're choosing a different way to relate to life. So we're no longer lost in thought, and we can begin to break free from the habit of our blind reactivity. And particularly when we're experiencing those sensations of anxiety and overwhelm, they come with a sensation of feeling trapped. And so with that moment of awareness, what we're also doing is we're choosing self-compassion. And we can soften the muscles of our body. And I invite you to do this now. Softening the muscles of the body. And thereby creating a welcoming space for our emotions and our thoughts to be explored. Take a deep breath. And feel the spaciousness that arises. Breathe into your sinuses and feel the opening sensations that come with that breath. The expansion. And for those of us who sometimes find the breath to be activating, that's okay. And instead, you can just feel where your body is meeting the earth. And by that, I just mean whatever surface is supporting you in this moment. And allow that to be a reminder that we are connected to something much greater than our day-to-day view. And we can also sense the space that is all around us. That it's to each side of us, in front of us, behind us, above us. And then we can place a hand over our heart and feel the sense of nurturing and connectedness that this provides. As you all well know, from a physiological standpoint, when we engage in these practices of self-compassion, we are also decreasing the emergency reaction of our bodies. We can begin to relax, and from that place of relaxation, we can invite a sense of curiosity into the present moment. And that is where we can touch on a sense of clarity. And we can ask ourselves, what am I thinking? What am I believing right now? We have this capacity to bear witness to the pain and the suffering of the world and to remain steady. And not only that, but we can also rise up and take action. So empathy means I care. Compassion means I care enough that I want to help. And in the Pali language, the language of the Buddha, the word for compassion is karuna. And part of the root of that is to take action. And I've heard again and again from people in this last week that there's this feeling of horror mixed with powerlessness that feels crippling for people right now. And I just want to encourage that we actually have the capacity to take action in a peaceful and kind and wise way in every moment. And that action can just begin right here inside of each one of us. So Lao Tzu has a quote that says, if you want to awaken all of humanity, then awaken all of yourself. If you want to eliminate the suffering in the world, then eliminate all that is negative in yourself. Truly, the greatest gift you have to give is that of your own self-transformation. What I appreciate about this quote is this element of self-transformation. For many of us, eliminating what is negative, it may not be useful. It's almost like rejecting a part of ourselves. But what we can do is recognize, in this instance, for example, when this passive and limiting and hopeless line of thinking arises, and greet that with the recognition that this is our own suffering. And then we can choose wisely how to respond. We can first practice acceptance and then kindness. And then we can motivate. We can motivate out of our complacency, out of our slumber, and channel our energy into something productive. So, what can we do? Well, first, don't give up. Don't give up. We can choose the light over the darkness. We can train ourselves to be more mindful. And we can try to see from another point of view, one that uplifts and inspires. We can remember that hurt people hurt people, and feel the compassion in our hearts, even for those people who are involved in heinous acts. And we can educate ourselves. There are so many amazing resources out there available to us. We can practice awareness that bad news sells, that fear is what is projected to us in the media. And we can be discerning with the information that we take in and the information that we share with others, being mindful with our speech. We can vote. We can shop less and give more. We can support organizations that are truly making a difference in the world and promote that. There are two wonderful organizations right now that I'm supporting with my work. One is called the Be of Action Network and supports Indigenous communities here in North America as well as in South America and around the world. And another organization called 1 Million Acres that is helping to support Indigenous people and buy back the rainforest. And then there are local organizations and people that are involved in the movement of equality and justice. We can call our congressmen and let them know how we feel about the decisions that are being made. We can look at our own organizations and examine how they could be more inclusive and fair, how they can be more supportive of the well-being of the people who work there and the products that they create. We can offer support to our neighbors. We can remember self-care, to take care of our bodies with nutritious food and exercise and time outside in nature and in community when we can connect to that. And we can be an example for others. We can encourage others and remind people that we have the capacity to choose to be more kind, to be more supportive and compassionate and understanding and patient with one another. And we can remember that as we change and we learn and we grow and as individuals, that it has a ripple effect. That the people in our lives benefit. And then they feel more inspired to perhaps make those changes as well. And then we can practice loving kindness, which we'll do together tonight at the end of our meditation. And that's the training of our heart and our mind to be open and loving towards ourselves and towards others. So I recently was just reading a message from one of our participants. I was hiking nearby up at Inner Basin here in Flagstaff, and it's one of the most gorgeous places in Flagstaff, I think. And I was observing one of the slopes, and it's covered with all of these young aspen trees and flowers, and that slope was actually burned in a wildfire. And years ago, it looked barren. And so when I think of wildfires, I think of the devastation that they bring and the smoke that arises that clouds our vision and makes it hard to breathe. And I also remember that the fire also enriches the soil and it stirs it all up so that new growth can arise. And so that's one way that I think about the circumstances and the struggles that we see right now, is that this is the potential for a tremendous change to happen on our planet and with our civilization. And one way that we can be a part of that is to practice this wise compassion, to bring mindfulness into the moment to be kind and caring to ourselves, to be aware of our thoughts and our beliefs, and to channel the energy of the care that we have for the suffering of the world into action. And so may our practice be for the benefit of all beings. And thank you so much for your kind attention tonight. And so we're next transitioning into our opportunity to practice together. You're welcome to take a moment to stretch your bodies. And then we'll meditate together for about 25 minutes and then do about 5 minutes of loving kindness. And so you're welcome to go ahead and take your seat, find a comfortable posture. Sitting tall with a sense of dignity. And remembering the self-compassion that I mentioned earlier, inviting a sense of relaxation into this moment, softening the muscles of the body, and bringing in a sense of curiosity for what is here. Listening to the sounds in the room. The sound of this bell. And with the simplicity and ease that the bell came to us with listening, we can bring our attention to our breath. Resting our attention as we breathe in and out. and knowing that we are likely to be distracted by our thoughts, can just make a soft whisper of a note that thinking is happening. And then gently encourage our attention to return to the breath again and again. And so you might open your awareness in this moment. Notice if you've been lost in thought. And then bring yourself back. Bring yourself back to the moment. And now we'll be transitioning into a guided meditation, into a loving kindness practice. You're welcome once again to stretch your bodies, to get into a comfortable position, even laying down. And then when you're ready, entering back into the space of meditation. I like to do this practice with a hand over my heart. It's a way of teaching myself that this gesture is a reminder of this practice. And then I welcome you to bring to mind someone that you care about a great deal, that's an easy relationship. Someone that when you think about them, it brings a smile to your lips. It can be a child, a friend, a loved one, a pet. I often will picture my dog. It can be a mentor, someone that's helped you in your life, or a historic figure that you look up to. It can even be a beautiful place. And as you picture them, you may feel a movement in your heart. You may feel a fondness for them in this moment. And so we can take this opportunity to engage in the practice of loving kindness and send them good wishes. And so I'll say a phrase and invite you to repeat that phrase silently as if you're communicating to this individual. Perhaps imagining a smile on their lips as they receive your good wishes, or a tail wagging. And so we'll begin. May you be well. May you be healthy and safe. May you be free from inner and outer harm. May you be peaceful and happy. And may you be free. And then I invite you to turn this lens of loving kindness to yourself. Remembering that this is one of the first steps in our capacity to be able to be compassionate to others. May it melt the walls around our hearts. So see if you can keep your mind and your heart open to receiving your own good wishes. May I be well. May I be healthy and safe. May I be free from inner and outer harm. May I be peaceful and happy. And may I be free. And really the beauty of this practice is that we can customize it however we like. And so I invite you, if there's another message to give to yourself in this moment, perhaps it's for courage. Perhaps it's a remembering that we're capable of stepping out of our comfort zone and that it's okay to rest right where we are. And then also welcoming in our friends and family, our neighbors, people here in our community in Flagstaff, people in all of the communities across this nation. Across this globe. In this moment, let us send out loving kindness and an encouragement for peaceful action. May we all be well. May we all be healthy and safe. May we all be free from inner and outer harm. May we all be peaceful and happy. And may we all be free.